You're listening to a podcast from the Catholic Communications Network. Today, we're looking back at Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor and Bishop Crispian Hollis's visit to Southern Africa. The Cardinal and the Bishop of Portsmouth visited South Africa and Zimbabwe to build on long-standing links between the bishops and priests of the two countries. In this special podcast, we listen to Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor's homily delivered in Harare Cathedral.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, my dear friends, I'd like my first words to you to be Mambo Mambo. I thought that I want to say first of all how happy I am to be in your lovely country. Though this afternoon with the shower of rain I thought I was back in England. It's really the first time I've been in Zimbabwe and properly here in Harare. Just over 40 years ago, the church had a message for everyone. The church, you said, that the joys and hopes, the anguish and the pain of the people of our time are also the joys and the hopes, the anguish and the pain of the church. It was a message about the church in the modern world, in our world, in your world. I took as my motto when I was ordained a bishop 30 years ago. I'm getting on with it. I took as my motto joy and hope. But I was always conscious that in our world, in your world, there was also anguish and pain. In this short time in Harare, I've experienced all of those emotions, joy and hope, anguish and pain. Morning visiting some of the places of care in your diocese, I was even more aware of the anguish and pain of those who suffer in your country. The pain of those living with HIV/AIDS, the pain of the orphan and the widow, the pain and suffering of the poor. And this has filled me with a deep sense of sorrow and of sympathy. And I thought to myself, no wonder Jesus, Son of God, no wonder his heart overflowed with compassion when he saw people who were sick and suffering and poor. Did he not say, I have come to bring good news to the poor? So those things I was very conscious of today. But I was also experienced something of the joy and faith of the people of God in your diocese. The Archbishop, the priests, the religious sisters, the laymen, who, in the Spirit of God, care for us who are in need. It's the joy of those who believe that our God, the Father of Jesus Christ, the God, is a God of love and compassion. The God who in Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. One of the sisters I spoke to today, when talking of the seemingly hopelessness of a certain situation, said, the only answer is love. And that is the love that is given by so many of the people of your diocese and so many others in this part of the world, here in your diocese. Love one another as I have loved you. Joy and wish pain. Underneath it all, my dear friends, there must be another gift of God, which is the gift of hope. Pope Benedict spoke of it recently, when he spoke of what he called the little hopes, the small hopes. But first of all, of the great hope. And the great hope is the hope that the God who is beyond all our understanding, the God who lives in inexpressible light, that God calls all of us to himself in eternal life. That hope that comes to us of finding the kingdom, the final kingdom of God in heaven. But there's also the hope that we too should express for our own futures. And I, in this Mass, all my time, will hope for your country, that the people will experience in the future a deeper sense of it, a deep sense of justice and prosperity and peace, and all those things that the Lord in the Gospel wants for his people. And I do want for your people in your diocese and in your country. To you, my dear Archbishop, I want to express the thanks of the bishops of England and Wales for all that you and your fellow bishops do here in your country in pastoring your shepherding of your people. I want to say how much we in England and Wales, we bishops, feel at one with you in your task, and how much we want to help and support you in every way that we can, with material things, but above all, with our sense of prayer and solidarity. For us, my dear friends, it has been a blessing from God to be with you for these 2 days, and I shall carry you back to England, together with Bishop Hollis and the others of my party, a sense of the vibrant church that there is here in your country. A church that is answering the call of Christ to be his life, his presence in the world of today. A presence of hope, a presence of love, which conquers everything. For all this, I give thanks to God today.
You've been listening to a podcast from the CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.